We are delighted. We have a My Talk Loves Local company, and Julie and I were like doing cartwheels when we were like, oh my gosh, we're going to meet someone who owns a Bridgeman. So Crystal Bakker, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a Duluth girl, so Bridgman's is near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I'm of the age that in kindergarten, my grandmother, we drank, you know, that's the milk. I love that cold milk out of the Bridgman's bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like my grandma had it delivered.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
In Duluth, yeah.
Yeah.
The milk company started in the late 1800s, and then the Bridgman's ice cream started in 1936.
That's incredible. Yeah. And you are the Bridgman's in Woodbury.
So we own the whole brand.
We own the whole brand.
So wow. We make and manufacture the ice cream, all of the original recipes, and then we also opened up the ice cream parlor in Woodbury.
So any Bridgman's, you guys... supplies. Test and make sure, or you know that they are getting the same ice cream.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like okay. That, so yep. My favorite ice cream, and I don't think you guys make it year round, but maybe things have changed, and that's why you're here, Crystal. Peppermint crisp.
I do have it at my parlor year round, but it's the only place you can get it year round.
Well, this is just good to know. It's got the green, and it's the most amazing ice cream that you'll ever have. And it's an original. Bridgman's came up with it.
Yep.
Do you know who came up with it in the family?
Or oh, gosh, that I don't
who
know.
Knows?
Yeah. The Bridgman's family hasn't owned the company for a long time.
Right.
We are probably the sixth owner. Yeah.
That's not very, for a company that old, that's like, you're in a vintage company with a vintage brand name.
Yes, and we are still small, family owned. I own it with my brother and my cousin, and I have 2 full-time employees.
Yeah.
That's it. So people know the brand, and they don't realize that we're still
and
this Bridgman's, small family owned
company. You guys have such good food. Like my dad and I, one of our favorite places to go in Duluth was... And it would be good because it was right by the Miller Hill Mall, halfway for anyone who lived down the hill, or up over the hill. We'll meet at Bridgman's. And my dad was just like, no matter what, you know you're going to get excellent food here.
Yeah. Jay and Emily Broman own the Duluth location, and they're great. They have fantastic food, great. Obviously, they sell our ice cream as well.
So at your ice cream parlor in Woodbury, we can get peppermint crisp year-round.
Yep.
And then peppermint bonbon, my second favorite. Yep.
You are just like a peppermint-aholic.
I love the peppermint flavor. What are your other, like, big favorite, you know, like, what are the ice creams that people...
Well, I brought you some. Oh, do you want to try
I'm
it?
I'm just die. Okay.
I know. This is the best. And I love that I'm here. So sorry, Julia. Your job is so hard today.
So,
the salted caramel.
This one's my favorite. Oh. My favorite is the salted caramel espresso. I don't even drink coffee, and it's really good.
Oh boy.
So that's it's our coffee ice cream, and it has swirls of caramel and chocolate espresso.
Now this is like a newer Bridgman's ice cream flavor.
This was the first flavor that we came up with after we bought the company.
It was. Because Bridgman's always had more. They wouldn't have had anything quite this fancy.
Yeah, we're known for being like old classic flavors. We're not the like new trendy vibe. So
that's
generally, that's what we go after. But we do have a few new ones. So that salted caramel espresso is really good.
And I'm sorry, salted caramel, I wish that bacon could be wrapped in it. I mean, I love salted caramel.
It really is. And it's like, what's cool is it's like folded in there in a way that I can't explain. It's just layered. It's so good.
It's so good. That's the one that I could just sit and eat until I get sick.
Same.
So how did you come to own Bridgman's?
So it's kind of a funny story. So I went to school to be a teacher. I was teaching third grade in North Minneapolis. My best friend's dad owned the company. And after he passed away, his wife approached my dad, who owned some businesses, and asked if he might be interested in buying Bridgman's, because we scooped Bridgman's ice cream at our family's resort.
Okay.
And I hooked them up. My dad and Kathy spoke, and I called him afterwards. I said, so are we buying Bridgman's? And he's like, well, I don't think I'm going to, but you should.
Oh my gosh.
Was 29. I'm like, am I old enough to do that?
Right? I don't even think I had like full ownership of my phone at that time. Like, I think I was like renting it. Like, 29. Yeah. That's amazing.
So we just, at that point, I had left teaching and decided to jump all in. Pat Janish is our director of operations. He has been with the company. I can't tell you because he'll get mad.
Yeah.
But longer than I've been alive, he's worked for Bridgman's. It's his only job. And so we said, we'll buy the company if he comes with it.
Right.
Because we know how to, I'm from a family of entrepreneurs. I know know how to run a business, but I know nothing about ice cream.
Right.
And so he agreed and he came and he's still with us part time.
Yeah.
And we've spent the last, we bought it in 2015. So we spent the last 8 years just learning everything there is to know from him.
I love that your dad just, you know, like, yes, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That encouragement. And you were already familiar with the product.
Yes. Yes. I love ice cream. So.
And Bridgman's, it really is the best.
Yeah. It is. It's so we.
I'm so glad that you bought it. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened? Who knows?
And Kathy, when Kathy and Steve Lampe owned it, she had met him working at Bridgman's. I think she was a waitress. He was a busboy. Mm-hmm. He worked his way up to being the vice president of the company before he bought it. So it just was so close to their family's heart that she didn't want to sell it to just anybody.
Right.
She wanted to sell it.
To take care of the brand. Yeah. It is a legacy brand as far as.
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota is concerned.
Yeah, it's iconic.
Like. It is.
Yeah.
I feel like such a fool because you guys are talking about Bridgman's food. I had no idea you guys had food.
Yeah.
They're like parlors.
You know, our ice cream parlor in Woodbury is ice cream only. It's old fashioned ice cream parlor. So what we do that's different, that's really cool, is we serve the malts with the tin. You can get a glass tulip sundae. Mm-hmm. Come in and sit down at the booth and kind of have those old Bridgman's memories.
Mm-hmm. Can you get a turtle sundae still?
We make a turtle sundae still, yes.
I still remember that's my favorite sundae.
Yeah, but the restaurant in Duluth is the only Bridgman's like full restaurant parlor. Left.
And then
yeah.
You guys do catering or?
Yes. Okay. So we cater weddings. Grad party season is here right now.
God.
So we come and set up an ice cream station and we'll typically drop it off on a Friday and come back that Monday. So you just set it up wherever, your backyard, your garage, and your guests can just serve themselves ice cream. Yeah, it's different than cake and everybody loves it. There's a flavor for everybody.
Yeah. What are their new flavors? So I see a key lime pie.
So I just handed you key lime pie. Key lime pie is our new flavor this year.
Oh, boy.
So don't rush out and get it. You can't get it anywhere right now except for the parlor in Woodbury.
Oh, in Woodbury, yeah. We can't get this.
You can get it in Woodbury. We're still working on getting it out to other scoop shops. But this flavor only comes in our 3 gallon tubs. You're not going to find it at the grocery store. You're going to have to find somebody that's scooping Bridgman's or come see us in Woodbury.
It is so citrusy and good.
Yeah, but you know what's insane is that the pie crust
is
soaky. Like, I don't know how to describe it without using the word, like, they're not.
It's crunchy.
It's crunchy still.
Yes.
It feels like that's wild.
Yeah, it's really good. We actually tried launching this flavor in 2020, and it was unfair to key lime pie.
It was.
A lot of us had an unfair run in 2020.
Yeah, so we didn't do well, and we didn't make it again, and then people got mad. Yeah. So we're like, you know what, key lime really deserves another shot.
Yeah.
So we normally make one new flavor each summer, and if it does really, really well, then we'll add it to our line, and it stays. And if it doesn't, then that one round was it, and then we move on to a new one.
Do people always want to tell you, like I did when you came in here, share their immediate Bridgman's memory with you?
Well, we call it, what's your Bridgman's story?
Okay, it's like, we use a hashtag. I was totally guilty of that.
Laura was so excited.
The best thing ever. It's my favorite part of my job is because everybody that I meet has a Bridgman story.
Yeah.
Grandma brought me there after church. Mm-hmm. That's where I met my husband there. I mean, everybody has their own story.
Okay. And let's say we specifically want to ask a question that will benefit us. Like you live in Eden Prairie. What's the closest Bridgman? Like where are all the Bridgmans?
So there's two. There's our old fashioned ice cream parlor in Woodbury.
Okay.
That's ice cream only. And then there's the full restaurant in Duluth.
Okay.
And so that's it for the Bridgman's locations, but we make and manufacture the ice cream and sell it wholesale.
Right.
So there are other scoop shops that can purchase our 3 gallon tubs and scoop it themselves. We also make a 1.5 quart that you'll find at like family owned grocery stores, meat markets, things like that we sell. If you want to look, you can go to Bridgmans.com. There's a locations tab and you can just type in your zip code and it will pull up a map with the pins of where you can find it near you.
A lot of these local and, you know, grocery stores that they carry that because people are like, yes.
Yes, it's good. People get super excited when they see it.
So that stuff is for sure. Then if I see Bridgman in a store,
it's Bridgman.
That's Bridgman's. That's the stuff you put your hands on. You know that's going to be.
Oh, this is like a Willy Wonka bag of ice cream.
This isn't even the end.
We've got licorice, blueberry, cheesecake, swirl.
Yes.
Happy Nova. Oh my gosh, Julia is really going to be mad.
Oh my god, this is what Julia is going to die for, licorice, because she likes those Good and Plenty's that I think are poisonous.
The licorice has like a cult following.
It does.
So when we first bought the company, one of the first things we ran into was that the company we bought the candy pieces from discontinued making it.
Uh-oh.
So we had to stop making the ice cream until we could source a new licorice candy. And I am not exaggerating when I tell you that I got hate email once a week for 2 years.
You're kidding.
Because people were so mad that we hadn't made it.
Oh, my God.
And finally, so the old version of Bridgman's Licorice Crisp, it looked like a chocolate chip. So it was like a vanilla with a dark chip in it. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't find another licorice candy that didn't kind of bleed into the vanilla. The taste is there. It tastes great, but it looked different. And we didn't want to bring it back if it wasn't what people remembered. And after 2 years, we're like, maybe they don't care. So but we went on social media. We said, it tastes great. It tastes the same, but it just looks a little different. I think we had 800 comments immediately. Oh, everybody's like, gosh, just bring it back. We don't care. We just want licorice ice cream.
We're ready.
Yeah. It's a very unusual flavor. Very unusual flavor to
find. Did you try the licorice one?
I'm not a licorice fan.
No, but it's not intense.
I'm saving it for Grant because he gave me puppy eyes.
So really quick, a crazy story about the licorice. Yeah. So Bethany Frankel apparently loves black licorice ice cream. And she had gone on, I don't know if it's TikTok or whatever, and was telling everybody about how she loves black licorice. So one of our fans here in the Twin Cities must have heard her and shipped her our black licorice ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know any of this. We ship it out on goldbelly.com. And so I'm just sitting at my desk working and I get a notification across my phone that Bethany Frankel has tagged me in a video, which I'm like, okay, that's a spam account. Just trying to get my followers, right?
Yeah.
So I like open my phone and there she is holding a tub of Bridgman's ice cream.
And raving about it.
Telling the world it's her favorite ice cream and the whole world. It was insane. She's posted a few more times about it. So she's bought it again.
Yeah.
But it blows my, I don't know how it found its way to her. She could have been in New York and it got sent to California. Like, I don't know. The fact that it made its way to her kitchen blows my mind.
So wild.
Yeah.
But I could tell. I mean, it's one of those things. Look, I'm not a licorice fan. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's both intense and subtle, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. Most people, if you like licorice, they love it. If you don't, the response is, that's not as bad as I thought.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Which in conclusion just means that bad ice cream is still
and on
amazing.
Social media, are you guys just Bridgman's?
Bridgman's ice cream. Bridgman's ice on Instagram and Facebook.
Do you feel happy? Do you like what you put out there on the gram and on your social media?
Okay, if you don't follow us, you should check us.
Right,
so me and then Elliot, he runs our parlor in Woodbury, and he does all the really dumb videos with me. It's the two of us and all of them. But we make the stupidest videos.
Because maybe
they are
someone
so funny.
Out there it wants to be an ice cream influencer and they need to be thinking about
it's
Bridgman's.
We joke because I'll post a picture of our ice cream and lose followers and then we'll post some dumb video just joking around and we gain a whole bunch. Yeah, so I'm nobody cares about our ice cream. They just want to see us goofing off at work, I guess.
It's always what we want.
True.
We want the behind the scenes all
it's
the
so
time.
It's so true. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
Feeding us with ice cream memories, dreams, and now we know that we can get to Woodbury and have our peppermint crisp anytime we want.
Yes.
And really great to meet you. And thank you for
it was nice to meet you too.
This is the
thank
best
you for
day
taking care of a vintage brand.
Thank you.